Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. I love that song. That gets our hearts a-pumping, and I'm so happy to have in studio with us today Tracy Spink. She is here representing the Hastings area YMCA and all the good things going on there. Great to see you.
You too.
So tell us a little bit about, we're talking in the month of September, and we're coming off a great summer, and I know that you have lots of things going on always in the summer. Tell us about some of the summer programs, the recaps that you have.
Well, at the during the summer, we have a couple great kids programs going on. We have Summer Power, which runs when the school is out of session, and that is located at our YMCA. It's a drop-off child care, and kids,
it's such a nice thing for parents.
Absolutely.
Because you don't have to go every day. You can pick and choose. And yeah, it's just great.
And there's sports camps and different types of camps that they can choose within that program. So they have a variety of activities they can be involved in. Then we've got Day Camp Spring Lake. The kids are outside the whole time and have kayaking and book barn and a lot of different things. They have the princess fairy tale camp. So the kids get to pick and choose what types of themes that they're interested in. So they're always busy, and the camp staff is wonderful. They do such a great job all summer. We appreciate them so much working with those kids.
And those camps actually will be in session when there is no school in the Hastings School District also. Is that correct?
So there's select days that they do have programming. Sometimes they're able to go out to camp, and sometimes they're at our site.
But nice. So we still have options if there's a no school day and we don't have coverage.
Correct.
Love that.
Yeah.
That's great. So what is going on now? You mentioned before we went on the air that the YMCA was packed over Labor Day weekend.
It was very busy, especially on Labor Day. I think a lot of people head back into town if they have been gone or out on the lake, preparing, of course, for school. A lot of schools started this week. A few started last week in the area. And we had a variety of different types of group fitness classes that we offered, people bringing their kids in to go swimming or play in the gym. There were several teenagers playing some pickup basketball games on our gymnasium. So I think just kind of getting ready and excited and geared up to head back to school. It was really fun to see so many people. It was very busy. We had a lot of people signing up for swimming lessons. That registration is happening right now. We have open registration. So any grandparents or parents looking to put their kids or grandkids into swimming lessons should register right now for this next session that we have coming up. So we have 6 weeks through any age, adult age. So it's a really great program, a lot of wonderful swim instructors. So that's going on, as well as our group fitness. We've got group training, which is smaller group sessions run by a personal trainer. So those registrations are open as well right now to start the fall session coming up in the next week. And we have a lot of new classes starting to our group exercise classes, which is free with a membership. So a lot of changes to offer more variety for our members. Short, high-intensity interval training classes, group cycle. So when the weather is bad or you're ready to get back into a routine, we've got a lot of options for people to come and get some fitness and health goals set for the fall.
And the good news is, if we have not exercised in a while, you can help people at the Y pick a good class for them.
Absolutely. We've got many different levels. The instructors all have the ability to show people how to either work harder or take a little bit off of their load to make it suitable for every level that wants to work out. So there's a lot of options, a lot of different fun things, from dance classes to strength training, high cardio interval, water exercise is amazing as well. So lots of choices for everyone.
So tell us about your world. What do you do exactly, Tracy, at the Hastings area YMCA?
I set up all the group exercise classes that are free with your membership. I train new instructors. So if you're looking to teach at the Hastings YMCA group fitness class, I would be the person that you would talk to about possibly being hired and teaching classes yourself.
Are you needing people to teach classes?
Yeah, I'm always looking for people to teach classes. A wide variety of different types of classes, either pre-choreographed or boot camps, things that people kind of put their own programs together. I was looking for personal trainers too, people that are looking to help people more one-on-one. So that's also another option for us to hire people. There's a lot of different areas in the Y where we take volunteers as well as paid positions. So we're always looking for people that want to be part of our YMCA and our community.
And what would be a good phone number for people to get a hold of you?
Me personally, for group exercise, is 651-319-8022. That is my direct line if people have questions about group exercise or where to start. I would be the best person to help you out if you're not sure what kind of class you should take or what your fitness level is. That would be a really good starting place.
And what sort of assessments do you do on people, please?
So we typically, when someone comes to the YMCA, you can get a fitness assessment done with a personal trainer that kind of narrows it down a little bit more as far as your strength, your ability to balance yourself maybe on a ball, like a half ball. It also discusses, you know, what are your health goals. If you're looking at losing some body fat, the personal trainer will give you some things that will specifically burn body fat. My expertise is more in the larger, as you know, scheme of things with large group classes where you rather blend in to the group and kind of be involved in a larger setting instead of that one-on-one. Some people do like that one-on-one, so that's where a personal trainer would be able to just really narrow down what you specifically need for your body and for your goals.
And help you be accountable.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So for your group classes, how often do you think you need to go to these group classes to really make a dent in your health plan?
I think it's, of course, your personal schedule, but I think it's good to get a variety of things as well. Some people stick to one particular type of class, but there's so many benefits to get a variety of different types of workouts. Strength training helps with your bone density, so fighting osteoporosis.
As a woman, it's very important, isn't it?
Absolutely. It also helps strengthen our muscles so that as we age, our walking gait and our ability to keep our posture nice and long is improved or maintained. And then we also have cardio classes, which help our heart health, our cardiovascular system in our bodies. And then we also have anything that stretches your body so that you keep flexibility, which is extremely important. As you bend over to tie your shoes, do you feel something go, ooh, that doesn't feel so good? So all of these things combined, getting a good variety, I think, is important. You could come to the Y once a week or you could come 5 times a week, but as long as you're getting a variety of different things that your body needs to either maintain your health or improve your health, those would be really important things to consider when choosing classes.
And you can help people do that.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Tell us about some of the classes that you have.
So some of the classes we offer, I already mentioned our high-intensity interval training.
That's really hot now, isn't it? High-intensity.
And I think, too, because it's a shorter class, we have some 30-minute classes. You can get in and get out. Your body continues to burn calories, burn fat, well after you've left. So it's up to a 24-hour burning period, whereas something where you're just fatiguing your muscles over a longer period of time may not do as much for your body. So it's more of the intensity that impacts your workout. We also have water exercise. I can't say enough good things about water exercise. You can work so hard in the water without a lot of impact on your joints. And I think people don't understand the importance, especially if you've had injuries. You might be a runner and you say, oh, my knees are bad. Well, try water exercise. It's a way to work all the way around your body instead of just against gravity, which gives you a really well-rounded exercise routine. So,
and does that help with bone density then, even if you're in the water?
You can absolutely do strength training. It's not as much of the impact, so it will be different. I would suggest people still do some kind of land strength training as well in addition to that, but certainly you get a lot of strength training for muscle toning and building in the water, as well as increasing your endurance. You wouldn't realize your endurance can really increase until you get in a pool of 4 foot water and you're out of breath and your legs feel like noodles when you get out because you work so much harder than you even realize. We also have several strength classes. We have just basic strength classes. We have strength train together. We have body pump, which is a Les Mills format that we offer several days a week. We have mornings, evenings, early morning, 5:30 a.m. We have some step classes, a lot of yoga classes to choose from. We added a Sunday evening class, which has been really popular at the end of your weekend just to get a nice stretch in.
That's so is that great. That's the other piece then is the stretching part and yoga can help. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So in addition to your strength, some good cardio classes might be group cycle or that high intensity interval training or water exercise. But then we also have yoga. We've got a few 30-minute stretch classes. We call it Forever Well Stretch because it's for anyone. Any level, any ability can come to a stretch class and get 30 minutes stretching in. We added a Saturday morning class for 30 minutes. So if you don't have time to do a full yoga class, you can come in and do a stretch. And I recommend that for anybody just to get a
feels
really
so good.
It does. It does. And having someone else tell you what to do is sometimes easier than thinking it up yourself. Mm-hmm. So we also have boot camp starting this month.
Uh-oh.
So a couple days a week.
What's that?
Many different things. There's things like jumping rope or jumping on and off of platforms, station setups. So different groups of people will be doing different things. Sometimes it's a run down the sidewalk and back. So the instructor will occasionally take people outside as well as using our space indoors. So it's kind of nice to get a well-rounded environment as you're exercising. Change of scenery is nice. There's also coaching that goes on in boot camp, so the instructor can walk around and really help you work harder, because sometimes we start daydreaming about what we're doing after class. So having someone hold you accountable during that time is really nice too. So I'm excited to get that started, so that'll be fun.
Wow. What else is going on around the Y?
So our Forever Well population, which is 55 plus year old, we have several fun activities planned for the month of September. We're doing a Day Trippers Theater tour next Thursday.
What? That is not...
Day Trippers.
What?
Yeah. So we have like a theater play and a luncheon, and we have a nice low fee of $25 or $30 for non-members to sign up for this Day Trippers. It's a theater near the Mall of America. So we bus you there, you have a lunch buffet, and then you watch a theater production. And the one that we're going to see next week is called Bermuda Avenue Triangle. And it involves two women. They are widows. One is Irish and the other Jewish, and their daughters put them up in a Las Vegas condo for retired people. And they both fall for the same guy who happens to be a swindler.
Uh-oh.
So it sounds like a comedy setting, and it should be really fun. So we're hoping to fill our bus for that trip. So,
and what day is that, please?
Thursday, September 12th. So
can we still sign up for that?
We can. Through Monday the 9th. Close of the day, so we've got several days yet to sign up for that before we close that. So that should be awesome. We also have Spiral Foods coming in on Tuesday the 10th to talk about things we can do to prepare for cold and flu season. So we call these lunch and learns. We have one or two each month where our members can just come in and listen to different topics of interest for them, both health improvements or things in their life that relate to them. So this is going to be about cold and flu season. How are we going to get prepared for it right now? What are things that we can do to stay healthy? That should be a great one. In addition to that, we've got some fun activities. Movie and Popcorn Day on the 20th. We're showing the movie Invincible. We're going to have an out-to-lunch day where we meet at different restaurants, either in Hastings or outlying areas. We're heading to Prescott on the 18th to go to the kitchen table. So several of us have never been there before, so we're going to do that little luncheon together. And then towards the end of September, we have the Healthy Aging Week. All of our YMCAs in the Twin Cities have Healthy Aging Week, where we plan different activities throughout the week just to promote healthy living. And so we've got a wind chime craft on that Monday, the 23rd. We have hearing tests on the 24th and 25th, which you need to sign up for. And we're having a company come in and actually talk about signs where you might need to have your hearing tested. What are some things that might say, hey, maybe I need to have my hearing tested because I'm having trouble with this or that. We also have a flu shot clinic that will be set up on Thursday that day, and a potato bar potluck on Friday. So we love our foodie gatherings. So Friday's kind of our food day. We've got Friday Pie Day on the 13th, Movie to Popcorn on the 20th, and then our potato, baked potato potluck on Friday the 27th. So always wonderful things. And ending the month, we love doing service projects at the YMCA. So we are making sandwiches for the Sandwich Project.
Wonderful.
Yes. So this is a mission in Minneapolis, and we have volunteers buy loaves of bread, bologna, and cheese. They come together and assemble about 150 sandwiches, and then we deliver those to a site in Eagan, and those go to homeless people in the city. So we pick different kinds of service projects to do each month, and our Forever Well people, again, that 55-plus population, participates in different activities every month so that, you know, we're doing giving back to our community around us. So,
how can people become a member of the Hastings Area YMCA?
Well, you can register online to become a member, or you can stop by our friendly member service, customer service reps, and they will gladly give you a tour and help you sign up and answer any questions you might have ahead of time before doing so. I believe that there's a special going on this month, zero enrollment to sign up for a Y membership. That only lasts for a few days, so check with us. That phone number is 651-480-8887. And we've got John and Anna, who are our sales, customer sales service people, so they would love to give you a tour and show you around.
Tracy, so much fun stuff going on at the Hastings Area YMCA. Thanks for filling us in. Tracy Spinks with the Hastings Y, and you can give them a call at 651-480-8887 to learn more. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.